paragraph hey vze shesomokh lahpsukim hanal shehem im esak shamayim vatzie shoel esokan feshachar nismach lohem oidcho al kinoy rois niflaisi nifloy masecho venafshi oidas moid. Rav Nosanzal says, now you'll understand the pasuk that follows immediately the psukim we just quoted before in the previous paragraph, whereby the pasuk says these words, Oidcho Hashem, I praise you, al kinoy rois niflaisi, you've done such incredible, awesome things, and my heart, my soul really knows. Ki bevadai hu noirois v'neflois pilei plois shi'ef shalovin. Because Rav Nosanzal says this is certainly the most incredible, wondrous thing, which is impossible for us to understand completely. Ki nafshi yoidas ma'oid ma shoev alai. Because my soul knows very well what I'm going through and what I've been through and all the mess that I've made. Shiloi hoyo efshar lehiskayim lulei koyach hatzadikim agdoilim hoyach simbiyodi. That I would have no chance in the world of existing in Yiddishkeit were it not for the help of the great tzaddikim who are holding me by the hand, who are leading me by the hand with their deep, profound advice. That's what gives us the ability to strengthen ourselves in all the different paths that we're on and with all the advice that we need. Bebechinas, as it says, im esak shamayim shamato vatzir shoneka, that whether I'm soaring high up, I have guidance, I have someone to show me how to fly, how to climb, and whether I've fallen down to the lowest places, I have the proper guidance to know how to deal with that and to know how to get out of that, etc. Vesehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, Golmi ro'u einecho, val sifrecho kulam yikosevu. Rav Nosanzal says these words, val sifrecho kulam yikosevu, ze bechinas riboy hasforim hakdoshim. This is alluding to the many, many sforim that are going to be written. Shekulam klulim besifro yisborach. That all of them are included in Hashem's sefer, sifrecho. Shehu Sefer HaTorah HaKdoshah, which is the Torah HaKdoshah, Shenishlemes Alidei Ribui HaSforim, which is completed through the multitude of Sforim that all the great Tzaddikim have written and are writing and are going to write throughout the generations. Kamei Shekosuv Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Samach Aleph, Shaidei Zeh Zoichin Le'etza Toivo B'chol Mokim Shukanal. Through this, through learning the Torah, and especially the Sforum of the Tzaddikim that complement the Torah, through that a person is zoche to proper advice in all situations. Kinim tokim kol hadinim, because by showing the proper respect and love for these Sforum HaKadoshim, that's how a person plugs into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rabbeinu Zal says there, and he's zoche to complete hamtoka sadinim, to nullify completely any judgments against him. And this is why the pasuk continues over there, Yomim Yutzaru Veloi Echod Bohem. Vidorsh Razal, and the Gemara says on that pasuk, Yoim Ze Yoim Akipurim. It says there is a special day that Hashem has created. Which day is it? Yom Kippur. Ki bi Yom Kippur Oz Nechlolin Hakoil Bebechinas Kodshe Kadoshim. Shelashom nichnas hakohen gadol b'shvil kol Yisrael im k'toyres samim dako men adako l'chaper al kulam. Because on Yom Kippur, all of Klal Yisrael is plugged into the Holy of Holies. Because Yom Kippur is the one day that the kohen gadol goes in there with the special k'toyres in order to atone for all of Klal Yisrael. He's going in as a shliach on all of our behalves. Shekol zehu bechina nal. This is all what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Shenichlolin bebechinas kodshei kodoshim al yedei emunas chachomim amitiyim shezoichin al yedei ribui hasforum akdoshim kanal. That we, all of Klal Yisrael, are zoicha to be plugged into the Holy of Holies through our emuna in the true tzaddikim, which, and we're zoicha to that through the multitude of svarim that these tzaddikim write, and by us showing the proper respect and love for them. Kama shekos of Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there. And this is why the pasuk continues there, V'li mayokru reyecho kel mo'otzmu roshehem. That pasuk is talking about the great, great holy tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, who are the friends of Hashem. And they're so precious to me. How great are their leaders? That the entire tikkun is accomplished through the holy tzaddikim, that we're zeicha to believe in them by respecting all the sforim akdoshim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. Now here come those golden words, paragraph of. Ulevayer Yoiser Inyan Hatoira Chodi Rabbi Shimon Anal. Rabbi Nosnal says, now let's go ahead and explain more clearly this awesome chapter on Likutei Moran, Chodi Rabbi Shimon, Torah Samach Aleph. Lekasher Yoiser Mashikos Vasham. To connect better and more clearly everything that's written there. Meaning, Shal Yidei Hoemunas Chachomim. Shaideze nisraben asforim, aideze nistaken kol hapegomim. That through real emunas chachomim, which results in an increase in svarim, that corrects all the pegomim that are written there in the beginning of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, tchila, beinyin yedei asmicha, v'yedei aksiva, v'soid hoibur, v'chalukas veitzo, regarding the hands that are used to appoint new rabbis, new Jewish leaders, and the hands that write Jewish documents, and the secret of knowing how to calculate the years, the Jewish calendar, and the ability to sort out, to know what the right thing to do is, to have clarity in terms of etza, advice, guidance. Shehakol, all of these issues, nistaken, are fixed and corrected, through the multitude of holy sforim, which are increased, which grow through our faith in the true tzaddikim. Ki badoiroi sorishoinim lo yoyokoisvim klal tor shebalpeh. Because originally in the earlier generations, they did not write the Torah shebalpeh at all. Kama yisham razal, as the Gemara tells us, dvorim shebalpeh, that the part of the Torah that's referred to as Torah Shebal Peh, you're not permitted to write it. You're not supposed to put it in writing. Because it's impossible to document all the detailed arguments and differences regarding the laws of Iser Veheter, even what's kosher, what's forbidden, ubifrat bedine momenois, and how much more so when it comes to the laws that pertain to money matters, choshen mishpot, mikol shkein beinyan kiyom haTorah, and especially, it's impossible to put into writing everything that a person would need to know regarding kiyom haTorah, regarding how to fulfill the Torah. Alkein hoiso haTorah nimseres rak balper. That's why the Torah originally was written. That's why the Torah Shebal Peh was originally given Bal Peh, orally, shehu alidei hasmicha shesamchu zelozeh, whereby it was passed down from generation to generation, and new rabbis were designated through smicha. V'kulam huchruchu lekabel mehorebi orishain shuamas mehorishain shu Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the tzaddikim had to receive from the first rabbi, which was the first one who gave smicha, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehis Mechas Yeshua, who gave smicha to his best student, Yeshua. Ki ikra smicha hu bishvil b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh. Because the main concept of smicha, of appointing a rabbi as a leader, as a teacher, is for the Torah Shebal Peh. Ka yidei hasmicha biyodov himshech boi chachmosai hu amuka ma'oid. Because through Moshe Rabbeinu being soimech Yeshua with his hands, he shined into him his deep chachma. Bebechinas v'Yeshua benun molei ruach chachma ki samach Moshe yodov olav. As the Pasuk says very clearly, that Yeshua Benun was filled with a spirit of Chachma because Moshe Rabbeinu had placed his hands upon him. And this is also, in essence, the concept of filling in the defectiveness of the moon. Ki pnei Yehoshua ki pnei levona. Because we know the Gemara says that Yehoshua is compared to the moon. Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the sun. His face shone like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua shone like the moon. V'ikra ha'chochmo she'tzorech lekabel loseis eitzo b'chol protei hadinim v'asforos she'esh ba'tor she'ba'peh she'hi shleimus torah she'bichsav. The main chochma that a student has to receive from his rabbi is to be able to know what to do, to have the proper eitzah regarding all the details of all the different laws and all the different logic that's found throughout the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is what completes the Torah Shebichsav. Ubifrat de'inyan hanhogas ha'olam ha'kfufim tachtov. And especially to have the knowledge to know how to lead properly those people who are under his authority. Sheyeda eich lahanig es kol echod b'chol eis b'chol ma'asho evrolov. To know how to lead and guide each and every single individual person at all different times when the person's going through whatever they're going through. Shezeo b'chinas ish asher ruach boi. This is the concept that's written in Parshas Pinchas, where when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem to provide a replacement leader after he would pass away, Moshe Rabbeinu described the leader as Ish Asher Ruach Boy. And the Gemara says, Sheyoidea lahaloich neged ruchoi shel kol echod vechod. Someone, a person who knows how to deal with each and every single individual Jewish spirit. V'ho'ikar, and the most important thing that people need guidance and leadership in is Avodas Hashem, regarding how to serve Hashem properly, ubifrat, and especially lekarev horechokim moed moed. The most important thing that the leader needs to know is how to take those people who are furthest away, very, very distant from Hashem, and bring them close. Shafilu kishem iskarvim oivra aleim ashoivra, whereby these people, even when they come close, even when they join the fold, they go through all kinds of hurricanes and tornadoes and tidal waves. V'chein nims v'chulu, etc. V'chein nimsara ha'toyro midor l'dor. And that's how the Torah was passed down from generation to generation. Me Yehoshua l'zakeinim v'chulu ad anshei kneses ha'gdoilo. This is all the concept of smicha, which was in place at that time. It was impossible and improper for a Jew to have a leadership position, to be a rabbi, a leader, unless he had received smicha, official smicha. Umishom kiblu yedei haksiva. And through the proper smicha being in place, that's what also helped that the writings of Klal Yisrael were also kitikunam. They were also in the right place. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, that when the Yedei HaSmicha are working properly, then the Yedei HaKsiva of Klal Yisrael are working properly. And whatever the Jews write have the proper effects. Kigam Torah Shebichsav Biatzmo Kol Shleimusai De Torah Shebaal Peh Shenim Shechsai De Asmicha Kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, the Torah Shebichsav also is incomplete without the Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh is what completes it. And again, the Torah Shebaal Peh is based on the Yedei HaSmicha. It was through Smicha that a person had the authority to participate in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Al Kain. Al kein mishom kiblu gam yedei haksiva bechol hamishpotim sheben Yisrael. Therefore, when this smicha was properly in place, that's what also fed the yedei haksiva regarding all judgments that took place between Jews. Shehakol yiskayim al yedei ksivas Yisrael. That any decisions, any litigations between Jews were resolved by Jews, by Jewish judgments, by a psak halacha, by a poisik writing a tshuva, or by a bezdin giving out a written psak. And when these things were in place, that's how Klal Yisrael was zocheh to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosav sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, shal yedei yedei haksiva niskadei shoavir b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That when the yedei haksiva are working properly, the air becomes sanctified, it takes on a holiness of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's how the Yidden was zeche to the deep knowledge of knowing the secrets of how to calculate the calendar. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains, shezeo b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole holiness of Rosh Chodesh and the holidays. Vezeh shom razal. Now we could understand the famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, loy hoyetzorech lahaschil es ha-toyra elo me'achodesh ha-zelochem shu mitzvah rishonish in Sav Yisrael. That really, technically, the Torah should have began from the posuk ha-chodesh ha-zelochem, from the first mitzvah which Moshe Rabbeinu instructed the Jews upon leaving Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush ha-chodesh. Uma tam posach be-bereishis. Why does the Torah begin with the story of creation? Mishum koyach ma'asov higid liyamoy. Because Hashem wanted to make it clear. He wanted to tell his nation that I'm the one who created everything and I'm the boss. Kedei sheyuchlu Yisrael lichboy sheretz Yisrael. Which would enable the Jewish people to conquer Eretz Yisrael at the right time. To evict the former tenants and to take over. Why? Because again, Hashem wrote on page one that I created all of this. I'm in charge. And I'm the one who has the right to lease out the land to whoever I want. And when I decide their lease is over, they're out. And I replace them with whoever I want. Rav Nosson Zal says, HaKoil hoy b'shvil kvishas Eretz Yisrael. That all of this was for the sake of being able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Loma posach bozeh tchila. And it says, why do we start with this first? We should have started with HaChodesh HaZelachem. And afterwards, it could have told the story of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The answer is, Shehu Bishvil Kvisha Eretz Yisrael. It was all for the sake of conquering Eretz Yisrael, it says over there. But the question is, hold on a second. They didn't conquer Eretz Yisrael until after Matan Torah, way after the Torah was given on Har Sinai. So therefore, Veloma Posach Bebereishis Tchila, Koidem HaChodesh HaZelachem. Why did the Torah have to physically, technically begin with Bereishis? It's not as if the first event in creation was the Jews taking over Eretz Yisrael. That didn't happen until thousands of years later. So therefore, it would seem that the Torah could have begun in its natural order, which would have been the mitzvahs, and mitzvah number one was HaChodesh HaZelachem, the first instruction that a real Jewish leader gave to the Jewish people was HaChodesh HaZelachem, and later on discussed the story of creation. Achal pianal, but based on what we've learned, ki kol kedushas HaChodesh, shehu b'chinas soid ho'ibur, yef shelekabel, kim al yidei kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that what gives holiness to Rosh Chodesh, which is the Soid Hoibur, the knowledge of knowing how to calculate the calendar, that draws its energy from Eretz Yisrael, from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Al kein huchrach lahaschil tchila bereishis. That's why the Torah had to start with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, with bereishis, which establishes our right, the Jews' right to Eretz Yisrael. That tells us that Eretz Yisrael isn't just some other country that whichever nation decided to move in, to take it over. Nothing like that. Hashem declared on page one, I created everything, I made everything. And I'm saying this specifically for one reason, because there's one chosen land in the world, and that's called Eretz Yisrael. And I know that there are other nations that are going to move in there at first temporarily, and I'm okay with that until I give the signal. And when I give that signal, they're out, and my people take over. And only after discussing that part of the Torah that establishes Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael, after that, Hashem began with the first mitzvah, Shehu Kiddush HaChodesh, Shehu B'chinas Soed HaYibur, She'i Efshel Egalo Iskim Alidei Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael Kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal taught us in Likut Imran, that you can't get to the Soed HaYibur, which is the foundation of Rosh Chodesh, without the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael first. The Hu Mitzvah Rishayna, and the Mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is the first Mitzvah, because all the holidays and the whole Torah are tied into Kiddush HaChodesh. Shehakol b'shvil esakein pigimas halavana, because the entire Torah is geared towards bringing about a tikkun for the pigimas halavana. Al yidei soid ha'ibur kemuvon b'sifrei kodesh harbe bozeh, as is discussed in many Hasidic sforim, Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout the whole Torah, that this is one of the main purposes of everything that Klal Yisrael is doing. It's l'sakein pegimas halavana.